Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns by a score of 27-7. And besides guaranteeing the Browns a losing record for the fourth season in a row, the game was the third in the National Football League's bold television experiment. It is showing games on its own cable TV network instead of selling them to the big broadcast and cable companies. As he does most Fridays, Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us. And Stefan, if we didn't get enough on Sundays and Mondays, now the NFL wants us to set aside Thursday nights for football and not just Thanksgiving.
No, and Saturday nights, too. When the NFL redid its TV deals before this season, it knew that it would keep pulling in billions of dollars from the broadcast and cable networks. To spread its reach even further, it set aside 8 games late in the season, 5 on Thursdays, 3 on Saturdays. The question was, sell those games to one of the networks in the conventional fashion for about $400 million or so a year, or enhance the league's 3-year-old NFL network venture? It chose the latter.
Now, the league had to hope that the nation's cable television operators would carry the NFL Network channel, but it hasn't worked out that way.
No, with the live games, the NFL Network decided to jack up the fees that it charges cable operators to carry the channel to about 70 cents per subscriber from about 20 cents. The problem has been that some of the nation's biggest cable operators have refused to pay up and put the network on basic cable, notably Cablevision and Time Warner Cable in New York and Philadelphia-based Comcast, which is the nation's biggest cable operator.
And they're doing so on the grounds that the NFL just wants too much money?
Yep, for a network that they say shows its best programming just 8 times a year. They've ignored the network entirely or put it on premium tiers that cost subscribers extra money, and that's triggered a nasty PR fight. There are competing websites. There have been lawsuits. The NFL has one against Comcast. Time Warner Cable filed one yesterday against the satellite operator DirecTV. There was a congressional hearing, and there have even been threats from a senator, outgoing Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter, to go after the NFL's antitrust exemption. The bottom line is that the NFL Network was available on about 20% of the nation's cable homes, about 90 million cable homes, before it decided to add the live games to its talk shows and preseason games and college draft and stuff like that. And now it's in about 40% of the cable households.
Cutting out a lot of potential audience.
Yeah, it does. And it's not just NFL games either. The NFL Network is showing some college games. One of them is the Texas Bowl on December 28th between Rutgers and Kansas State. Now, most of Rutgers' home state of New Jersey doesn't get the NFL Network, and the NFL isn't budging. They're not allowing that game to be shown anywhere else.
Now, you're talking about the National Football League, a league that prides itself on being the biggest draw in all pro sports and on being very savvy when it comes to business. And here it is, evidently having allowed itself to be squeezed by the cable operators.
And the numbers so far are pretty embarrassing for the league. The first 2 games on Thursday nights were seen by an average of 4.4 million people. The best game of the year on Fox on broadcast TV had an audience of nearly 28 million people. Now, the NFL says numbers are beside the point right now, and I tend to agree with them. This is really about how the league will control and distribute its product in the future.
Now, so much for the future. Back to the past and the retro look of a couple of NFL coaches along the sideline.
They're wearing suits. I love this. Mike Nolan of the San Francisco 49ers and Jack Del Rio of the Jacksonville Jaguars have been allowed to wear suits for 2 games this year. Nolan brought up the idea last year. He wanted to do it to honor his father, Dick, who coached the 49ers back in the days when legends like Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry and Hank Stram with that pocket hanky wore suits on the sidelines. Nobody had done it since 1993, and the reason is that coaches are required to model official licensed gear like everybody else on the field. And the NFL initially said no to Mike Nolan. Reebok then agreed to design some suits. Each coach has been allowed to wear them for 2 games this season. The second one is this coming Sunday.
Do they get to wear fedoras with Reebok logos on them?
Someday we can hope. And then Tom Landry would be smiling up there.
That's Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports. Thanks a lot, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.